T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you know what? That's one thing that you probably shouldn't do after a meal, and I've got a whole list for
you. Was
that
beating out?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things to never do after having a meal. Let's just say, for the sake of conversation, you had a big meal of pigs in blankets. Well, I have advice for you. Do not try and stuff your sausage in a blanket, because the only thing you're feeling right now is bloated, very, very gassy, and probably a little bit greasy.
VT loves pigs in blankets. Mm-hmm.
Hey, she has a name. It's Teresa, and she's sleeping in.
It's 3 in the afternoon. This was a one night stand, and we both knew it. Here. Why are you here? 10 things to never do after having a meal. They say lie down immediately after eating. It says avoid laying down immediately after eating. Laying down causes food to remain in the stomach longer, leading to indigestion, heartburn, and other uncomfortable digestive issues.
Yeah, that's true. I've experienced all that.
Which,
for that reason.
Yeah.
That's the problem with, like, the late-night munchy snack. Telling myself, like, dude, you do not need 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The other part of me goes, but you're stoned and have the munchies, and it's delicious.
Exactly.
And I go, I know, man, but this is going to suck. And I'm saying this as I'm making the sandwiches.
You should really buy some Uncrustables. It's just so easy.
But I cannot make it easy. If I make it easy, I'm all in.
But he's just going to grab them.
I ate a box.
Which actually does roll into the next one, which is taking a nap. So napping after meals is going to hinder your digestion. Your body needs energy to digest food, and your metabolism slows down when you sleep, resulting in digestive issues due to the accumulation of undigested food.
So do we cancel Thanksgiving?
Whoa.
Because it gets real quiet after that.
It does. Wait an hour after eating before taking a nap. This will give your body time to finish the process of digestion and absorption of nutrients. I'd give it 2 after Thanksgiving.
Look, they're right. It's unhealthy.
But
you got a Saturday with nothing going on. You eat a huge lunch, like barbecue or something. There's something just decadent about me. Like, oh, I'm scared. I'm going to lay down.
I'm going to lay down for a minute. I don't feel good. 10 things to never do after having a meal. Exercise right away. It says exercising immediately after eating can lead to digestive issues and discomfort. When your body is digesting food, it needs blood flow typically directed to your muscles for its digestion and absorption processes. This means that exercising can prevent the release of digestive juices further down the gastrointestinal tract, leading to bloating and indigestion.
It's one of the toughest things about running a marathon, or a half marathon, in my case, is the fact that you really should be eating before you run 2, 4, 5 hours, whatever
sure.
that is. Typically, the races start in the morning. So, like, I remember one of the worst decisions I ever made was pulling into McDonald's and getting, like, a sausage biscuit, because I just needed the energy first, man. And you get out there, you're like, I'm going to poop.
Well, and right, and if you're going to go lift and stuff, like, you should eat beforehand. But I'm with you. It's very, if you're going to work out in the morning, it's awkward.
It is.
Guys, if you just avoid working out, eat when you want.
Yeah. Drink too much water makes the list. It says drinking water is essential for good health, but drinking too much water after meals can be counterproductive. It can dilute the digestive enzymes in your stomach and slow the digestion process. Drink no more than 1 glass of water 30 minutes before and shortly after meals. And honestly, that is one thing that's helped curb the appetite a little bit, is just I feel a lot more full if I just...
Yeah, throw the water in there, man.
Shotgun a glass of water real quick. Consuming too much caffeine. Again, these are the 10 things to never do after having a meal. Too much caffeine can interfere with digestion and cause heartburn or other digestive issues. Try sticking to decaf beverages and avoid caffeinated drinks altogether if you experience indigestion after eating.
Meanwhile, Coca-Cola's like, shut up.
Right, get after it. Just keep going.
You're fine.
Luckily, I'm still at the point in my life where I can still just rifle coffee and I'm okay. I am dreading that day when I need to tone it down.
Just avoid the doctor. They're going to tell you.
Oh, is that all it is? I thought my body was going to tell me. If I can just keep it going, let's go.
Yeah, but we like to ignore our body. I don't know what it is, Doc. I've been bleeding out of my eyes for 3 years.
Slow down on the coffee.
Right.
Oh, is that it?
Is that everything? Brushing your teeth. It says brushing your teeth immediately after eating can wear away the enamel of your teeth and interfere with digestion by washing away critical digestive enzymes in your mouth. Wait at least 30 minutes before brushing your teeth after meals.
Huh, okay.
And that's one that, again, it kind of shuts my brain off like we're done. If I just run into the bathroom real quick, brush my teeth, because it's the end of the day, it's after dinner, brush your teeth before you go to bed and all that. So
I think a lot of this also has to depend on the food, right?
Sure.
So, like, if you eat, like, chicken, so there's certain foods that just get stuck in your teeth. Yeah. So that's probably when I run to brush
chicken.
Them.
Right.
And you're talking about all the water. Like, generally, you're not going to power chug water after you eat. But it's like if you ate, like, again, barbecue, something salty. I love barbecue, but I'm just describing barbecue.
That's okay.
It makes me want to drink water, take a nap, and brush my teeth right after.
Get it, man. How about taking a bath?
Even floss.
Taking a bath. Jesus Christ, that's decadent.
Bathing after.
I know. I've just eaten my meal. Start me a bath. Elf.
Oh. Why wait till after you're done, man? Sit in a bath with a rib.
Shower ribs.
You just wash your hands in the bathwater when you're done. Oh, God. How's that for decadent? Bathing after a meal is also bad because it can draw blood away from the stomach, leading to indigestion and other digestive issues. Wait at least 30 minutes after eating before taking a bath or a shower.
If you're bathing after a meal, I'm willing to bet you're on vacation. It just is a really nice time.
Right. By the way, somebody here says, I laid in bed last night. I laid in bed last night right before bed and ate steak fries dipped in nacho cheese.
Get it,
hashtag
boy.
Hashtag adulthood.
Man.
Yeah.
God damn. I wonder what your cheese looked like this morning.
When's the last time you guys ate in bed?
I don't even know. I mean, honestly, man.
That's a trip.
I just don't.
Last time I did it was when I was traveling for all those auctions, man. I got one of those Penn Station subs.
Okay, I've done it. Yes, at a hotel.
Hotels.
Yes, I've done it.
For some reason, hotels are different.
Because
it's not your bed. I spilled mustard on the pillow. I don't care.
Sounds like somebody else's problem.
Exactly.
Let me flip that bad boy over.
Right, I would never think to sit in my bed neat. But you're right, in a hotel, I've done it countless times.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because all my clothes are on the chair. I mean, truth be told.
You're naked and they're just eating Oreos.
Yes.
Let's go. But the number one thing to never do after having a meal, I'm sorry to say it, boys, but you've got to cut back drinking alcohol.
Shut up.
I'll just drink it during the meal.
I don't care. whatever.
Alcohol
I'll eat real, real slow.
Alcohol may seem harmless, especially in small amounts, but drinking after a meal can slow down the digestive process and cause bloating or abdominal discomfort. The best way to avoid this is to wait
don't eat.
An hour after eating before consuming alcoholic beverages.
Right. No chance.
Before, during, and after when it comes for me, man.
Well, I like alcohol. Sorry.
Exactly.
I don't know. Have they never heard of a football Sunday?
No kidding, man.
My God.
Come on.
That's just eating and drinking constantly.
Let me guess. A lame-ass doctor wrote this list.
Oh, good for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.